time now for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Klachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth joins us on the phone lines. How are we doing this morning, Doctor?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
Doing pretty good as we look forward to another show for today. And how are we going to tackle today's topic?
Well, you know, I've heard a lot of people ask the question, maybe using different words, but asking the question, if my life matters so much, why do I feel this way?
All right. So what are we talking about here?
Well, you know, they're talking about sometimes it starts out with regular things about feeling worried about health issues or divorce or communication, general relationship, parenting, jobs, money, substance abuse. There's always something that's on there. But, you know, now with the 2020's gift to us with changes and stressors and challenges like pandemics and murder hornets and political unrest and fires and child care, people are really feeling super stressed.
I forgot all about the murder hornets.
I know. Yeah. And when I was glancing at it, I looked at the picture of it, and it was by a ruler, and I thought, oh, no wonder they had an issue with them. Those things were pretty big.
They were big, and sure, yeah. So there's a lot that we're having to deal with here, more so, as you mentioned, this year than usual.
Right. And, you know, usually we can, if it's, and when I say regular, it's still important and it's still stressful, but usually it's something that we can go to a friend or a neighbor and commiserate that they have some energy for us and some time, or we can get to a therapist and work it out further. But right now, everybody is so full of their own stress that they can't, it's really hard to add somebody else's stuff, you know, it's difficult. So our usual resources aren't there. And so people are like, they're super sad or feeling hopeless, anxious, guilt. Guilt is an interesting running around right now. They're suspicious, threatened, angry, helpless, confused, everything that could possibly be feeling, they're like to the brim with it. And they keep saying, well, I thought I mattered.
So what do we do to try to turn this around a little bit?
Well, I think one of the things we can consider is, you know, I bet at one time we as kids or our kids to us have said, if you really loved me, if I mattered to you, you'd let me blank, stay up late, drink coffee, whatever. And it's kind of the same thing. I think what we need to do is first define what really means feeling good. Usually it's a state of contentment that people agree and we're accepted, they like us, our needs and desires are satisfied. But in reality, it's often when we have overcome a challenge. You know, when our kids have, you know, stuck with the homework to the very end, turned it in and felt that contentment, that satisfaction. That's what I think we have to look at 2020 in this particular time period as an opportunity to, like, look at our approaches. Are we doing the right thing? Are we considering what's best value-wise, ethics-wise? You know, many times it's when we overstep our conscience, the gut feeling that says, ooh, this might not turn out well, that things get worse for us, not better. We can choose our responses. You know, there's an art in being silent. Monitor our priorities. Sometimes we treat everything equally important, and this is that time where we get to think, if I only have so much, where am I putting my time, my money, my energy? Looking at our values and checking ourselves for integrity. If we say one thing and do another, it's going to cause upset in our emotions. I really think it's because our lives do matter that we are challenged. We're called to use the time we have on earth, and we know it's time limited, to learn about ourselves, our gifts and our limitations, about each other, our world, and our relationship with our Creator. What are we supposed to be doing here, you know?
Yeah, we've talked a lot about change. We all know change is not easy.
No, but it's not that we can't learn new things. It's because it's really hard to, like, figure out what we're going to let go of. We usually just keep trying to add stuff on, and then we're on overload. We can do it. We will do it. We want to do it. But this is like a little holding period where some decisions have kind of been made for us. So the opportunity is to change. It's not about feelings that tells us our lives matter. We can be on top of the world, or we could be in really tough straits. Our lives always matter. And if anybody needs help, you know, we're here at Safe Harbor, and Dr. Beth speaks and can come do presentations for support and help.
Well, and you can call 630-466-8657, online at safeharboril.com. That's all the time we have left on today's show, as we will be talking again next time with Dr. Beth Speaks. It's Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling. The show is called Your Life Matters. We hope you can join us next time.